together when we have in the sugya. There's the Ramah. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, very simple, you thought. A lot of Rishonim work for the Ramah. That I asked you for chitim, and you answer me so. Even though generally, however, that's only if it's in response to my taina, not in response to my taina. You don't say hodos b'adikim. And you have the ability of saying mishata. I was just fooling around. If I ask you for 100, you say 50 in response to my time, you can't say mishata. But if it's not in response to my time, you can't say mishata. That's the moment. And Rama says it. The writer goes with it. The Rashba goes with it. Now, that can be interpreted in one of two ways. That it's b'chal, it's not a hodah. A hodah is in response to a time. Or it can be, it is a hodah, but I have an ability to change my mind. We saw yesterday in the Rashba, it is a hodah, I have ability to change my mind. Where do we see this in the Rashba? The Rashba says, if I was tofes to the Sorum first, and then you emote it, so then I'm kona the Sorum, and then it's too late for you to change your mind. Apparently, if I wasn't tofes it, you have an ability to change your mind. That's a change of mind. Okay. That's the Ramaz Mahalach. There is the extreme, on the other hand, the Ramah—it's the Ramah, the Lavush, the Bach, and the Sma—the way they understand the Rosh. That's the Mechila Gemura, and the Rosh limits it to a very narrow area. I say January 1st to 12 o'clock. You borrow chitim. And you answer, no, January 1st at 12 o'clock, I borrowed Sorum. We're talking about the exact same event and two different versions of the same event. I was Mochel on the Sorum. Therefore, says the Ramah, even if I know I borrowed Sorum, since you were Mochel on it, I don't have to pay. It's Mechila Gemura. It's a Mechila Gemura. It's a Mechila. That's the other extent. The Rambam, as we understood, said there is a Mechila, but it's only a Mechila on my ability to tain in bez. I gave up my rights to tain in bez, not Mochel the money. Nafkamina Tfisa. I'm not tainin in bez, I take the law into my own hand. In general, Potim Mesorim, if you take a look, the way the Rabbi describes it, very Gimel Chochos Toyin V'Nitin, he says, Ein Bezin Mechayivim also. Bezin's not Mechayivim. But I can be Tofes. Means the Chol exists. I gave him my rights to Tain and Bezin. No. Now, there's the Ramah. Okay. Other side. How do I spell din? We'll get that. Now, in our sugya, there is another fundamental machlokas happening between Rishonim. The Rashba in our sugya is very clear. Mukha Yosef, very clear. The Rashi B'Matzia, that's not a Zion, very clear. I don't tanya what you owe me, I tanya the Maisa Machayev. And you tanya a different Maisa Machayev? Don't know if you can all of us are. The Maisa Machayev. That's against that, the Rambam and the Ravid. Rambam and Ravid say, I tie to the Chiyuv. You owe me X, I owe you Y. That's why the Rambam says, you borrowed 10,000 shekel from me. No, I smashed your windows for 5,000 shekel. More than that. I different bites of machai, one's a humble one's a stuff. Okay. Comes along the writing and says, no. He says, if I tina, you owe me 1,000 shekel for halva. You owe me 1,000 shekel for a smashed window. And you answer me, I owe you 1,000 shekel for a smashed window. So that's not a matter of mitzvahs. Why? Because halva is one type of din Torah, and mazik is a different. Tano, modu mitzvah, tano chitim olu b'sorim, the whole thing is only as I stay within the same type. But the essential idea that I'm asking for chiyuv, that's true. The rivalry comes up with a very simple thing. I have my shor, and I tell you, your mu'ud damaged it. And you said, no, my tom damaged it. So mu'ud, I'm asking for all your property. And you answer me a specific piece of my property. That's not tonchit all of a sorrow. That is modern mitzvahs. Gadol and cotton, I ask for your gadol, and you answer me a cotton. I'm asking one piece of property, you answer a different piece of property. So that's not a chidon al basar. That's number one. Number two, he says. So what about two against two? He says like this. Enechanami, that's a clear motive of mitzvahs. For instance, if I say gadol and cotton, gadol hit gadol and cotton hit cotton, and you say no, gadol hit cotton hit gadol. And I'm asking for a certain. I have one tina. Part of your gadol belongs to me. Part of your cotton belongs to me. And you say a different part of a gadol, different part of the cotton belongs to me. No, so that's regular motor mix. It's not totally chitin ol b'sor. Same thing with mu'ud. Says I. So why does the Gemara ask? Totally chitin ol b'sor. Answer. Know why? Because we're talking about a different case. To Nizokim. I go up to you and I say, your mu'ud damaged my girl. And your cotton damaged his cotton. And you answer, no, my cotton damaged your girl and my mu'ud damaged. So look at my taina. I'm asking you, as a rivet, for my god. I'm asking you for all of your property except for your tom, because I say the tom belongs to him. And you say, no, the tom belongs to you. So I'm asking you all my property minus the tom, all your property minus the tom. And I answer, tom, that's one of chitim, a little bit sorry. Very straightforward how the rivet understood it. Now, all of these things are how the writer, because he's looking. Now, there's a subtle machlokas happening between the Rambam and the writer. The subtle machlokas between the Rambam and the writer is as follows. If you take a look, and the Rambam says on the one hand, in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Tohen V'Nitin, I ask you for halva, you answer me mazik. You look at the chov, the chiyuv, not at the machayev.
Rabbi, why is Tanamua considered?
Wait 1 second. Let me finish, and then you have the floor. Okay. But the Rambam says that if I ask for Mu and you ask Tam, it's possible. Why? At what point does he disagree with the Raifer? A very simple point where they disagree with each other. The Raifer, what I call a Tainan Besdin and a Tfiyan Besdin. Tainan Besdin, I say, you owe me a shove. You owe me anything, 10,000 shekel, you owe me. And the Ravid says, and I say, no, I owe a specific, and where can you pay from? Anywhere, any part of your property. I said, I owe 1,000 shekel from a specific piece of property. What you do is in within the property I am asking for. But Rambam says, no, I don't look at the property I'm asking for. I'm saying you owe me a shavius of 10,000. So if you answer, I owe you a shavius of 5,000 for a different reason. My taina is a shavius. The shavius can be either havah, can be either pikadon, either mazik, all the cases where you say shavah kesef kikesef. Shavah kesef kikesef means it's a shavius. But what do you answer me? You answer me, I owe you a specific piece of property. So what you're tining is not within my taina, it's within my tfiyah. Tfiyah is what I'm asking for. Tainas, you owe me a shavius. So you have to answer me, I owe you back a shavius of X, not of what you said, 2X, I owe back of X. So exactly when you're not looking at the machayev, what you're looking for, property asked for. Or your taina fits within my taina, not your property fits within my property. That's a point that has been made with the Rambam, between the Rambam and the Raifa. Now, get to the Rashba. Yes, it's, Rabbi.
How that stimulus in terms of Shava and Dafka? Shava and Dafka.
What?
By Shava and Dafka, the Rambam will read your Chayv?
It depends which Shava and which Dafka. There's only one case I know of Dafka. Nowhere? Shom, Tam, Yuchat HaShor. I have no right to ask you for anything else except that piece of property. Right? Normally I ask you, we have a Loch HaShor case because we always ask for Shavius. There's one case we don't ask for Shavius. What is the case? Yuchat HaShor. I have no right to any other property except that piece of property.
Ready?
That's the only time I talk about specific pieces of property. Rambam Pikadon, what did I say? What is the whole difference between the Rambam or the Rishonim Pikadon? Rambam? What? Yeah. And we'll see, look here, it spells it out.
And how if I give somebody halva of chitim, basically back chitim?
But if he doesn't have chitim, what's that locha? He can pay me back, huh?
Yeah.
Right? The chiyuv is in shavius, but it begins one way, but can extend out. But Thomas, there's one thing we don't. Where is the one case in all the choshem mishpah? We don't say shavah kesef kikesef. Where? Short Tom. What? Okay. Yes.
Rambam, even the Rambam's
what?
the tzviya is still on the guf. Hashar, even though it's only b'shas halam, do you think?
Of course. What do you want me? In fact, there's a separate thing. How do I understand Yochad Hashor? Yochad Hashor is a chov. There's a difference between the Rambam and other Rishonim on a fundamental idea. The Rambam says, "What will Bezin Paskin? The Shor belongs to you. It's a chov that's payable from one piece of property. It's a chov payable from one piece of property. That's it. And when does the shor become mine? From Bez and Paskins. Other Rishonim say it's a chov payable from one piece of property. When does that, when Bez and Paskins, it goes on Mafreya. That's why. And if I sold it in between, let's say the damage was January 1st, and Bez and sits on a February 1st. According to the Rambam, it belongs to me as of February 1st. According to the other Rishonim, I'm afraid January 1st. Now, what happens in the following situation? January 15th, the Nizik sells it. So it depends what happens. If Bezin finally sits on it, so then it means the sale is a good sale. Machtish it. Let's say on January, the Nizik is Machtashim. And comes along the Mazik and says, Moda B'Knas. So that means the Chov is cancelled. So since the Chov is cancelled, the Tashlum of the Chov will never occur. Bezin will never sit on it. And it will never be on my frame of mind. That's January 1st. So let's say on January 15th, the Nizik is Machtashim. And January 20th, someone is Moel. And January 25th, the Mazik is Moda. No Me'iwa, Tosa Rosh, and Boba Kana Lama Gimel Beis spells it up. Very clear. Now, but the Pirayan of this Chov is different than any other Chov in the world. The Pirayin Chov is only via the Guf Hashor. And if something happens to Guf Hashor in between, goodbye.
The Mazik's not a Shomer?
What the Mazik is? It goes like this. Is the Mazik a Shomer or not a Shomer? And it's a whole complicated Shiloh. The Nizik, it will ultimately belong to the Nizik. So, it's a chov. The Gemara says, if you kill it, Mazik Shibur Shochaleo. It's a Shibud on it, and the collection is, I'm afraid, as of the Shas Nezik. That's why, according to the Rosh, you can be Mochel. You can't be Mochel Ben. We discussed. No, I'm not Mochel Ben when I'm Mochel the Chov, and therefore there's never a collection, and therefore it never goes to Mafreya, and nothing happens. Okay. Now, in walks the Rashba. The Rashba begins and says, listen, Rashba, you got it all wrong. We look at the Machayev and not the Chov. Right? Let's just say exactly what the Rashba says. Look, the Machayev and not the Chov. And therefore, he says, Ein lo tefila b'ayin ela al hashor. Am I talking about different events? I'll call shor v'shor machmasi hisik lo shor yadua. And I say, this shor hit this shor. So what am I doing? It's a Machayev. And therefore, he says, and therefore, that's why it's chitim and sorim. Then he goes, he still has a problem. Imkena filu tofas, gomei mutsim yodo. Humode shalo zehu shechayev lo. Let's say, he says, Tvisa, when does Tvisa work? is now sharpening with faith. If I have one thing and I say godel and you say cotton, what gives me a right? He told us the cotton. As mode, the cotton doesn't belong to me. One mice happened, you kind of different mice happened. But I say the cotton doesn't belong to me. So why the Gemara say I can be dolphins? And he says, wait one second. We're talking Aiden, we're not talking Aiden. He says, if we're not talking Adam, so what happens? I tie a guttle, you tie a cotton. And then Bezin asks me, are you sure it's the guttle? And asks the Nizik, are you sure the cotton did it? If the Nizik answers Bezin, Mamid Varov, the cotton did it, and he says, "I don't say Mashat." He has an option. He's saying, "None of them did it. None of them did it." He says, "None of them did it." So go home. He says, "No, the cotton did it." The moment he says the second time, the cotton did it, Mamid Varov, he's mowed as our doors built in. The cotton belonged. He says, "So what?" He says, even Mamid Dvar Bavadi Noldu Kamosha Tazi Masik. So when is the case of Tvisa? If he says it never happened, so what in the world can be, what in the world are you talking about? And if you said it did happen, okay. And where did I get this idea, Mamid Dvar? I got it out of the Riven, and he talks about Nachit and Sorib. And the Masnitin, so the Masnitin ain't a Mamid Dvar. So what is he with Tovus? He denies the whole thing ever happened. Im Toma, Im Ken, Shiny Hocha, Shieshel Tia Al Shnehem. He comes up with a different idea. We're talking Tfisa only is going to work in two against two. Two against two. And I don't previously he separated. I'm tied to this. Maisa happened, and I kind of this maisa happened. You denied that this maisa happened, and you denied that this maisa happened. Okay? So therefore, there's no hodos baldin, because hodos baldin is only in response to a tfiyah. I say godel godel, and you say cotton godel. Okay? He says, no, but maybe I can combine both of them into one tfiyah. I say, your two shvarim killed my two shvarim. And it happened in the following way. And you answer me back, Einachanami, my two shvarim killed your two shvarim, but in a different way. So then you lose the ability to turn around and say Meshata, because you were molded to my fear that your two killed my two. Then it's no longer Mashat. He says, so, but if we combine both, not Tanachit and Masorim, because what did I say? I own a certain part of your Godel, I'm one Tfiyah, one Maisa Machayev, but I combine both events into one Maisa Machayev. Okay. And what are you tying it back? And a chanami that might smachayev happen. Now, what does that might smachayev tell me? I want a bigger part of your godel, and you said a small. That's not tanachik and so that's more of a mixus. If I combine both together, so where do I have any case of tvisa? That's his problem. So achiyon. He says. Now, It's not clear if in this point he's talking about two against one or two against two. But in this shoshoch, let's say he's talking about two against one. So he says like this. I tiny one of your two shvarim killed my shvar. And I think it's this. And you tiny and Chanami, one of my two shvarim killed, and I tiny the other one. But I admit that one of my shvarim killed your shvar. I say one of your shvarim killed my shvar. And you say ain't a Chanami, one of your shvarim. The moment I say the moment we agree that one of your shvarim killed my shvar, then you can't turn around and say mashat. But so why do you need tfisa? Because I want the gadol and you said the cotton, so I can grab the cotton. That's what he says. But then he says no. What does that mean? Tafas.
You can say that also by
chitim esayin. What?
Say
it's in the chitim esayin. No. I say you davke borrowed chitim from me. No, sure. I'm not saying. I know you can't say by chitim. Rabbi Elazar should shoot for that. No. I say I loaned you chitim and I didn't loan you sorrow. That's it. And you say you loan me sorum. I say chitim. You say sorum. Benz is going to turn around. They don't have any smoking gun in front of them. No shoshocha or fanecha. So he has no problem going back and says, when I said sorum, I was joking around.
You say mishatei sivach and it's all the selalaka.
What?
You say the selalaka. You're no raya. You say the same something.
The question, what was he molded on? The question here, I was molded that one of my shvarim killed. Depends what my taina is. One of your shvarim killed my shvar. Okay, now, which one? Then I say this one. So he's setting up the taina that I'm saying one of the two. Now, is there such a taina? Not that he's going to change his mind 15 times. So, yeah. So he says. He says.
Why should you need tfisa?
Wait, what?
And you need tfisa here if he says it's
because okay. There's all those. But you say that your cotton belongs to me, so I'll take your cotton.
Whatever, wasn't he?
But then how did that answer?
What? Wait, what?
But then how did that answer the tfisa problem? He now owes it to me. I don't need a tfisa.
You do because I tiny guttle. Bezin's not going to. Bezin's not going to tell him to give the cotton if as long as I didn't ask for the cotton. But then he backs off of this. We'll see in a second. He backs off of the whole thing. He says, so why does tefisa work? For toughest perish of Tulsus. Now he backs off the whole thing. He pulls something out of Tulsus. Tulsus gives a certain case. Like he sliced something out of the rivet to use it, but not the whole rivet. Slicing something out of Tulsus. So what the tefisa is a tefisa before the Tainan Bezdin or after Tainan Bezdin. Rambam learns after the Tainan Bezdin. Tosfos says before the Tainan Bezdin. Why? Tosfos is coming from the point of view Hodos Baldin or Mechila. So the fact that I didn't ask for the Sorim is some sort of a proof that you don't owe me Sorim. But Tosfos says if I was Tofes the Sorim before, so I don't have to ask you for the Sorim. There's no Mechila. It's in my pocket. Comes along, the Rajman says, I'm going to go with Tosus, but not for Tosus' logic. Not for Tosus' logic. And that's how I'm going to get about all my problems I've been hanging. I'm going to solve everything from a different angle entirely. He's been chosen for now. What is it? Not that it's Tofes later, it's Tofes first. Okay, so now each. So what do I taina? I taina gadol. I taina, let's say, muad. Make it easier. We'll get back. And you taina tam. And I was tofes your tam before. And your tam's in my pocket. When you mowed the tam, so it belongs to me. I tiny gottel gottel cotton cotton. And I was told face both at the beginning. He says the mo, so I was told Yoho Dorsbald didn't make that I am the bailam on this. Once I'm the bailam on it, you cannot change your mind. I collect it. It's after collection. Meshat is a change of time, and not that the first one wasn't a time. But it's only kiyeshul tfi al shneim, because I say these two shvarim belong to me. I was told for it. I come into Besdin. So he says it's only in a two against two. And so works. What? Ein echanamik. You can come by. He says, forget everything I said until now. Feast up in advance. That's when I ran into my headache. I solved my problems with Tosis. I'm Tofis both of them. So you're mowed on both of them. In a different amount than I said, in a Hanami, it's a different amount than I said. But whatever you are moda and it's in my pocket, I'm calling. You can't change your mind anymore. No. But it's only when it's midin tfisa, when I say I have a right to both of them. Otherwise it's midin gzela, I don't have a right to both of them. So that's why Tanachit also doesn't work. Tfisa doesn't work. And not like the riff. Okay. So by the time he finishes, what is he saying? Time he finishes, he now has his mahalach in the Gemara. He has his mahalach in the Gemara as follows. You look at Machayev. When I'm Tofes, I'm saying this property belongs to me, this part. I forget Machayev. I say, which property belongs to me? This is in the back of his mind. This property belongs to me. I say, the part of the Gadol belongs to me. And you say, a smaller part of the Gadol belongs to me. Oh, but you're Mawda, that part of the Gadol belongs to me. Oh, you're Mawda, part of the Gadol belongs to me. And it's in my pocket, it's in my backyard. I was all her. So, you want to now say Meshata? You can't say Meshata. It's gone. I was told this. No way.
Is Rabbi saying that the
Tfisa
now defines the time?
The Tfisa changes the discussion. Previously, what I said, I talked about a Maisa Machayev. Your shore did this to my shore. Now I say this property belongs to me. It changes the whole discussion. The one who spells that out is the Rawa. It changes the whole discussion.
Well, how does that work? Why does it change the discussion? Just
because I say this property belongs. I say now, this property belongs to me. Why does it belong to me? There's a why. But it changes the discussion. We're discussing that's this property. So you want the property back, right? I say, but this property belongs to me. So what are you discussing? Does this property belong to me? Or how much of this property belongs to me? That's a discussion.
Well, why is it a shul then? Why is it not made to mix with mamish?
What?
Why is it not made the mikvah
then? What?
Why would there be a shul?
The Torah is finished. I was och. What I was och.
Helich?
Could be Helich. Helich is a whole issue here. It's a shach. It's a tzos. I was och what I was och. Your whole dog, he put it in my hands.
So by Tam and Muad,
should that work? He doesn't like this writer of Tam and Muad. He's against it. Now the question is, why, according to the writer, Tam and Muad is not Halach? That is the question. Or other Rishonim, who don't go with this whole structure he has. Very good. One who asks that question is the Shach. That's his Mahalach. The Tzos doesn't like the Shach's Mahalach. He has a different Mahalach. And his brother had another Mahalach.
I'm asking you, if it's Hanukkah, then you shouldn't need that there's a tzvi on both. Right? Because the town is the follower.
Yeah. he, let's just see, he has the right about time and more. He says, Kol Shein Edom Edom Bebirur. He says, either way, he gets involved, Edom and no Edom, because Moda Beknas, he has a problem. Okay. But in, so, once I'm Toface, we discuss, we're not talking about Maisa Machayev anymore, we're talking about this piece of property. That's why Tfisa works. If we're not, if I'm not Toface, if I'm not Toface, we talk about Maisa Machayev, and then we get into Chikiv and so on. That's exactly what he says. Now, let's take a look. It's spelled out much more clearly in the book of Yosef. Okay. It begins basically with the Ramah. It says, Havam, okay, the first section, he explains, Hodor is only Hodor, it's responsible for time, otherwise, you can change your mind in the same shot. My kamashmo, she need a port on the love of God, me mina tiny. Have I mean a port in my heat, and I've been my sorrow. The cave is dummy, honey sorrow in the motor lane. It but it's no bechal. See what he says. He changes in a subtle change of words, which is the key to everything he says. The cave in the dummy, honey sorrow in the motor lane. It but it's no bechal, honey dummy heat. What am I asking you for? You borrow chitim. And if you don't have the chitim, any chitim, pay me back in money, the monetary equivalent. So what was the Hava Amina? Hava Amina, the Mar says, maybe I show with my son. Why show with my son? He says, because when I ask it, I ask for chitim, or the may chitim, and you answered me. Meisorim, so it's motor b'mitzvah. I look at the meichit, the kotavales, to have a command to a mei korchitim, a motor lebed meisorim. So the mali hay mali mei. I don't care how it began; it boils down to money. Kamash no do domi. The hotzim ikahol domi minatayim. He says, if I ask you, now, listen, I sold you 100-pound bag of wheat flour, and you owe me the money for it. And you say, no, you sold me 100-pound bag of rye flour, and you owe the money for it. So what am I asking for? Money. And what are you answering me? Money. After minatayna. Because I'm asking, because the chov is money, and I'm asking for money, and you're answering money, but not a certain amount of money, a lesser amount of money. Yeah. But here, he said, let's see. When I say you borrowed 100 pounds of chitim, what do you owe me back? You owe me back 100 pounds of chitim. Except if you don't have that, you can give me something with which I can buy 100 pounds of chitim. Ah, that's a substitute for 100 pounds of chitim. Your chiyuv is chitim, and or a substitute for chitim. But the chiyuv is chitim. So your chiyuv is not within. The chiyuv that you're answering me now is not within the chiyuv that I asked for. See how he's defining what Tanu Chitim all of a sudden is about. and he's making it very precise. What is my taina? Am I asking for shavya? So I'm asking for a chitin, and you're going to give me a substitute.
Right.
Yes.
According to his question, that we do say mali hei mali tamehen.
Yeah. He began mali hei mali tamehen. So and he said no.
So why would that be a reason only to have money and not to have shvua as well?
What?
Why would that be only enough of a reason to be chayav the money but not to be chayav a shvua as well?
If I ask for dmei chitim and you answer me dmei sorim, it's a motive of mixes.
But according to the mali hei mali tamehen, why are you not chayav shvua?
You're not chayav shvua because it's not miminataina. I ask you for chitim because your chov is chitim and you answer me with a different chov. It's not a motive of mixes. It's no miminataina. It's not kiyuzah.
But le'inyan chiyav.
Shvua, it has to be minhataina. And I. Not maybe with what you're paying. Here he's smack against the Ravid. The Ravid says, you look how you pay. I say, if you don't have chitim, I'm asking for anything you can give me. No, what is my taina? He says, you can pay me with money, in a chanami, but that's not what I'm asking you for. I'm asking you for, what is the halvor? Let's go back to how we began. What is the halvor? Give me what you took. You took 100 pounds of chitim. Now, if you have 100 pounds of chitim, you can't give me money. I can demand 100 pounds of chitim. Because that's what you took, and that's what you owe me. Right? That's right. That's what you owe me. And if you say, I owe you 100 pounds of sorim, guess what? It's not what I asked you for. In the end, you can pay this way, you can pay that way, but miminataina means what I'm asking, what am I asking you for? We'll get into machayev chiyuv in a second. But at this point, he doesn't even have to get into that subtlety. He gets into that subtlety when he gets into shortam and shamuot. But right now he says, I don't know. But he says, when I'm asking for money, money is money is money is money. So what does that mean? I sold you 100 pounds of chitim, and you owe me the money for 100 pounds of chitim. You say, no, I borrowed from you 100 pounds of sorum, and I owe you the money for 100 pounds of sorum. That's the motive of mixes. I asked you for money, you gave me a smaller amount of money. Okay? Clear? Yes.
One more time. So Rebbe is saying
speak
that
a little louder.
What Rebbe is saying is that we can say that Lagabe, if since he's asking for chitin in the halva, let's say, and getting, he's responding in se'erin, that would pater from shvua.
Because not the aloha ki who zeh has been in min hataina.
But since he could pay in money, therefore
that's irrelevant.
It's not chitin.
So no, that's irrelevant. If the ikhov is money, like I swear, what is the difference? Let's go back to what is the difference between a mechira and a halvah. The mechira is I give you an object for shavius, for money. Shavius. A halvah is I give you like for like. That's the difference. So mechira, I sold you 100 pounds of wheat flour. So you owe me a certain amount of money for, but you owe me money. I ask you, and you answer the money of 100 pounds of sorum flour. Okay, so that's less. So I asked you for a certain amount of money. You gave me a smaller amount of money. That's a motive of mixes.
Here. Is it in the Mugis is coming to address the split in the Gemara why you be potter from Shvua and Chayev?
The Gemara says, he's asking as follows. The Gemara says, Hava mina potter min mechitim v'chayev in meistorim. Kamar, he says, what is the reason a person would have not agreed with Rabbi Rav Nosson? Okay? Is Rabbi Rav Nosson as simple as 2 plus 2 is 4 and there's no way of disagreeing with him? Well, Rabbi Rav Nosson is telling me something was a chiddush. So the Gemara is to say, is this like Rabbi Rav Nosson or not? That means there's a possibility of disagreeing with him. You know, if I tell you 2 plus 2 is 4, what's the other tzad? If you're not in the crazy new world that we live in, there's no other tzad. Two, it's four. That's it. Two, four. Okay? That's it. There's no, well, maybe it could be this, and this, you know, and the mental disease of the year 2021. Okay? Okay. That's it. So, but Mar says, what's the Chiddush Rabbi Nosson? I may have said this. And he says, be careful. Let's see what the Gemara says. Both Aaron and Shavuos. Mara says, Rabbi Nosson. Padum Neisorim. Mara says, Imi, how have I mean a Padum Echidim Echayim Tonuchi? He says, be very careful what the Gemara says. Read the Gemara. Tonuchi, 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 Imi, how have I mean a Padum Midmei Chidim Echayim Midmei Sa'orim. The one switches from Chitim to Dmei Chitim. What's I would have said and what I don't say. I would have said I look at Domim, and the answer is I don't look at Domim, I look at objects. So, and he's explaining it. But where I am looking at, when I look at money, it's to sale. I look at money. Chaim Lonker, he says, "A Chaim Lonker, Rabbi Rav Nosson, me who hold the amin of the potter, I don't kish a tovei toim bebori chitim avitoim shema to go on the easily gabei court for. But if I say like this, you borrowed £100 of flour, and I'm not sure if it's chitim flour or sorum flour." I forgot the hashul of Tovim Inei. Elochitim, he says, Hodomim in Atainu, Machai Rebid Meisor. So if you say, you're not sure, but I am sure I owe you sorrow, that's Hodomim in Atainu, because I asked you for what? 100 pounds of flour. I'm not sure this far. And you say, ain't a chanami. But I owe you 100 pounds of sorum flour. So you chayav the sorum flour. Is there a motor b'mixas? No. Why is there not a motor b'mixas? I don't have, because I didn't say you definitely owe me more. So you might owe me this, you might owe me that. Okay. Okay. Oh, you came the big Mara, the Tevitz Kushi, the match. Mio Echel got a little cut, lo have a dome in our time. Tits in the Mazak, all my bori. Isaac Shema, call me Shema Hagolo Hisik, we Shema Hakon his. The low Masalak Nashim, which I like, he mowed the Mazak cut and have our daughter, the Chal Titus Tobin. What do I say? If I say maybe your Godo did it, or maybe your cotton did it. So which, what am I asking for? I don't know which one of your two cows belongs to me. One of those two cows belongs to me. And you say, you know which cow belongs to me? You, the cotton. Oh, that's a minute time. Is there a shua? No. Why is there no shua? Because I didn't ask for the gold. I didn't ask for the larger amount. I said, this or this. We will my siraya shokel. How the marching? How can we assume this really? The Masin Lamotzi Mari be Shahanizik Toen Shemer. Ray should have a seller locker. I mean, Hamotz me Chaver Olavaraya. From immediately the Pshita the Potter, Elvade be Boryu Bory, it's talking Bory Bory. The Yasul Ashman is, well, I'm reading Cholkim, so what's the whole Chiddush here? Though I'm reading Cholkim Sumchis Omon Mukhosov, Cholkim, came the Ray Shibor Bory Kul Masin Nami. If I want more than the Nitba's telling me, I have to bring a Rai, but at least I get what the Nitba tells me. And boring. The Gemara says, but if I ask for a gadol, and you says cotton, so why is it that you have to give me the cotton? Tana chitim v'alo b'sorim. Toa toin. Lei b'gadol v'hai mo'r lebe cotton o ifche v'o mo'tza samrin. The b'chi hai gav nikamor v'metzusum. Kishatano b'dmei chitim. B'dmei sorim. What does he throw in here? Everything we're talking about, the machayiv or the chiyuv. Shastriya machayiv the mother of a mitzvah. The machayiv masayim monu, masin nami. Me'el ton osu the nizik, me'el osu net, ha yisra in nizik, ashtu me'han ishwarim, hamazikim. And he has to pay from these shwarim, and chilek. In has who's who the may god or oh the may cotton. Call he had the look and then pause the other more than mixes for less than that feel a bit may heat him. He had gavna. How you turn a heat him. We shum that in a boss. He got over the awesome. Ahmad's okay. We'll stop here. We'll finish later. Now he throws in how to work his whole theory of Shavan Daft. Not Shavan Daft, go Machayim and Chito. I think we've outlined it one more time to finish up, and then that's a shame we move on.